This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company. It's been a little while since we had a new company on our show, but they've been on our radar for about 2 or 3 months, and my team said, hey, we should invite these guys on the show. We're talking no other than Image Protect, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol IMTL, and we're very fortunate to have the CEO of the company going to bring us up to speed on what they're working on. His name is Mr. Matt Goldman. Matt, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Give my listeners a little bit about the statement about your company and a little bit of background on yourself, and then after that, I want to get into the Q&A.
Well, I'm CEO of Image Protect. We started off as I've been in this industry for about 20 years. My partner, Jonathan, has been in the industry for 10 years, the image licensing industry. We saw over the last 5-10 years just the decline of actual images being licensed and more about theft, and they were just stolen. And we kind of decided to do something about that. We put together a simple platform, I would say about 4 years ago, a beta platform, where a photographer could upload their images. Our system would scour the internet and find matches to those images. And we worked with legal teams where we could then go through and recover any lost assets or fees. And so we could make photographers some extra income, and it was great. It worked really well. The company grew over time, and we just recently developed a new technology where we're kind of now switching business models, and it's a really exciting time.
So let me ask you this: you guys just put out a press release today, talking about new Photified digital marketplace. Explain exactly what that is and when that's going to come out, and how did you guys come up with this whole concept of this particular business? And especially, it's one thing coming up with a business model, but it's another thing actually being publicly traded.
Yeah, I know. Probably not the best time to do it, but back with Image Protect, we saw that there was a ceiling to it. It was even all the other the competitors within the marketplace that were doing the same type of business model. It was not a $50 to $100 million a year animal. This was something that was going to be more mom and pops. We grew the company really quickly. We ended up having 40 plus agencies on board within 2 years. We had 400,000 photographers signed up. So we were successful in that sense. But we saw the future wasn't really headed that way. And at the same point, we had kind of wanted to move into the advertising world. And so we developed what YouTube uses or what Flickr uses. And it's a simple embed code technology. If you try and copy a YouTube image or video, if I was going to send you one, they basically give me a source code.
Right.
And I would email that to you, or I'd put it on my website and it would show the video. And it's the same manner. The photo is basically just gives you, when you hit share on it, if you find one of our images, Photify, on the web, you would come across it. There would be a share button on there, and it's free to share. And you basically just are given an embed code, and that embed code allows you to place that image wherever you would like to. You could place it on your blog. You could place it on a news site. It goes on to social media. And so that way it becomes a viral image. There's no, we don't charge anything for that. But what we do is we do run native in-image advertising across it. As somebody would come across your blog, they would scroll over the image, they would see the share, the ad would play. You can turn the ad off, okay? So it's all compliant. And usually the ad is going to be relevant to that site. So if I'm on a camping blog, you're going to see an ad of Patagonia or REI or something that's related to that, not, some dishwasher that you just looked at on Amazon. And so it's a much better experience from a customer point of view or a user point of view.
Before that, you guys were really a copyright infringement. You would go after people. You represent, like you said, hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of photographers, and then get with the attorneys and go after and get the money of that. Now you guys are changing more into a technology company. Why the shift?
Well, we're sick of being called trolls. I think that's one of them. It's the funniest thing that, people were stealing images And then when you go after them for, you know, $500, $1,000, and these are companies. This is not going after some 15-year-old kid who put a picture of a palm tree on his Palm Spring blog. This is not that. This is a viable company using your image on their website to sell products. And, you know, they would be so angry, and it was hilarious. But, you know, like we said, we saw that there was not that much upside. It was a lot of human work, too. No matter how much we automated the technology, it still took a lot of human work on both sides. You know, did the image ever sell? You know, we had to work with the law firm. And so it was very slow. The sales cycle was slow to close each, infringement. And we wanted to be in the advertising game. You know, it's a $400 billion business by 2025. So, you know, that's a lot more upside than a $3 billion industry that's shrinking. And that's where we were.
In closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to my listeners?
I hope that everybody can kind of see what Photify is and what it becomes. It's going to be pretty exciting. We should probably launch in August, September. I would love everybody to come and sign up and check it out. And if it's something that you believe in, you know, definitely reach out to me personally or feel free to ask any questions. We're always here and we kind of love what we're doing. So we love working with photographers, and we're moving in the entertainment industry as well. So there's going to be some celebrities that are going to come on board, and it's going to be a really cool thing.
As for my listeners, you want to learn more about this company, go to their website, imageprotect.com. Matt, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. I hope you become a regular. You come on the show every 40 or 50 days. Give us an update of what's going on in your particular world, and I'd like to learn more about it.
I love that. I really appreciate that. Thanks.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.